Oklahoma could become the third state to add a right-to-farm amendment to its constitution if voters approve State Question 777 this November. North Dakota and Missouri already did it, and as State Impact's Logan Layden reports for KGOU, the effects of the agricultural protections remain unclear there even years after passage.
North Dakota was the right-to-farm guinea pig. It was the first state to elevate farming and ranching to a constitutional right. And the vote there wasn't even close, a 2-to-1 margin. That was 4 years ago. Since then,
it hasn't been tried in the court system up here yet.
That's Jeffrey Missling, vice president and CEO of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. He says his state legislature hasn't passed any laws that would run up against right to farm. He adds the Humane Society of the U.S., or HSUS, hasn't successfully pushed for more rules about the treatment of livestock. Missling hopes the amendment never has to be used.
We saw what groups, anti-agriculture groups like HSUS, were doing in other states. We saw them come into Arizona and California and Colorado and beyond and wreak havoc on their ag industries. And we didn't want to take that chance anymore. We wanted something cemented into our state constitution.
He's talking about measures restricting gestation crates, mandating the size of chicken cages, and other efforts pushed by animal rights activists. Missling says legislators from across the country have contacted him to learn more about right to farm and how to get it passed. Nebraska and Indiana have flirted with right to farm, but so far Missouri is the only other state that has it. Like in North Dakota, the Missouri legislature hasn't passed any bills that run afoul of right to farm. But Christopher Husted, a reporter for Harvest Public Media in Missouri, says individuals in the Show Me State are using it in creative ways.
The majority of the times it's been invoked in court is for marijuana farm operations. So people who have been caught growing, I don't know, anywhere between a couple plants to a couple hundred plants have tried to use this argument to defend why they are growing marijuana.
That's a novel approach by defense attorneys to get their clients out of trouble for growing weed, but
that has been shot down every time in court.
In another case, a man was raising chickens within city limits. He argued his right to farm trumps local zoning ordinances. Husted says it didn't work for him either.
Who is actually defined as a farmer in this situation? Is it someone who has three chickens, or is it someone who makes X amount of dollars? You know, that's kind of where the courts have tried to interpret it. And at least in that situation, that person was not deemed a farmer, and city ordinance dictated what the ruling was for that situation.
The case prompts some questions. What if the person kept 25 or 100 or 1,000 chickens? If the chickens were an important part of his livelihood, would the right to farm defense have worked? Husted thinks we might one day know. He also says there's a chance corporate farms could use the amendment to their advantage against neighboring smaller farmers who sue over the use of pesticides or for making too much noise.
For now, it's only been smaller operations or obviously marijuana operations, but nothing larger corporate-wise has used this yet, but that is still the fear with a lot of the smaller farmers, environmental groups, animal rights activists, etc.
Opponents of right to farm argue its passage will lead to an influx of foreign-owned corporate farms that don't care about local people or the environment. They also say concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, will proliferate. And in Missouri, there are more foreign-owned farms and CAFOs than ever. But it's impossible to directly link those larger trends to right to farm, because they were already happening. Missouri farmer and former legislator Wes Schumacher was one of the leaders in the fight against Missouri's amendment. He acknowledges a direct link is hard to prove, but he says he predicted one thing correctly. Right to farm's application will be decided by the courts.
You're going to throw these decisions in front of a judge, and many times these judges have no idea. And there's hardly any voice on the side of family farm agriculture in that courtroom.
Husted, the reporter, and Schumacher both say that toward the end of the campaign, the no side was gaining steam in Missouri. And they think if the vote had happened a few weeks later, right to farm likely would not have passed. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact is exploring the right to farm issue from all angles leading up to the vote in November. You'll hear their coverage right here on KGOU, and you can find links to their reporting on our website, kgou.org. They're also on social media. You'll find them at State Impact OK, at Logan Layden, and at Joe Wirtz. And you can follow this public radio service on Twitter and Facebook at KGOU News.